I talked to Rajna Krishnamurthy just before the show today, and I asked him if he thought that was a coincidence, or did his letter prompt all of that?
Probably our letter had something to do with it, because there's so many people who are at this point questioning, you know, why all these people with interim security clearance, in some cases for over a year, still have access to, you know, top secret information.
But it wasn't just Jared Kushner whose status got moved down. Didn't General Kelly issue a memo that said the following people or other individuals will also not see top secret information?
We have not received that list of people. In fact, today we just sent another letter to General Kelly requesting that list. You know, quite frankly, John, what we're concerned about is that everybody with interim clearances pending for so long should have their access downgraded, especially, you know, potentially members of the first family.
Why do you want to see the full list?
Well, for instance, you know, Jared Kushner happens to be married to somebody who had interim security clearance for just as long as he did and wasn't able to get their full background, full security clearance. You know, if he has his downgraded but his wife does not, that's a problem.
Do you know what her status is?
We don't. That's partly why we wrote the letter to General Kelly today. The other thing we inquired about, quite frankly, is whether there's any safeguards against selectively declassifying documents to Jared Kushner or anybody else on that list of people whose security clearance is downgraded, because that would just be an end run around what General Kelly's trying to do.
Do you know why Jared Kushner does not have top security clearance? What has been the delay?
We don't know. What is true is that generally, in cases where the FBI cannot grant permanent security clearance, is usually because of a few things. Either the person's financial situation is very challenging. In this case, we know that Jared Kushner's company, the Kushner family's company, owes a lot of money to a lot of people, and they are actively trying to get relief from that debt, and they're going to various foreign governments and foreign entities to talk about it. The second thing is, are there any questionable connections to foreign powers or foreign governments, and have they been disclosed? You may have read about this, but last year, almost a year ago, when he filled out his security clearance form, there were over 100 errors and omissions in his security clearance form for failure to disclose contacts with foreign entities.
It seems to me as though the president ought to be able to choose whoever is the senior advisor he wants. And if it's ill-advised to the rest of us, his son-in-law can be that person. Why not enable Jared to do his job as well as possible rather than putting up all of these roadblocks?
It's about our safety and endangering national security, John. It's not the issue of whether he's the president's son-in-law. He has access to the president's daily briefing. He has access to information about our human assets overseas and other sources and methods of intelligence collection, or he did until yesterday. At the same time, we know that various governments have already targeted him as somebody over whom they can gain leverage. Given his personal financial situation and family's financial situation, the fact that he has been going to other places around the world and meeting privately with different officials to try to sell their properties and get debt relief at the same time. This is a very troublesome situation, and nobody should have access to that classified information at the same time they're, you know, doing business with people who want access to that information.
What does this say about the responsibilities the president has charged him with?
His portfolio is rather large. I think that you're correct. He's supposed to be trying to solve Middle East peace. If you don't have access, or you're not going to have access to classified information and intelligence, how are you possibly going to be able to do the job of addressing Middle East peace? You know, you can easily see a situation where he's in the room and H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, or somebody else walks in with the latest developments regarding, the situation in Israel or the Middle East, and they have to ask Jared Kushner to leave the room. because he no longer has access to that classified information. That's kind of an untenable position.
Well, do you know how these things work? That is, if there's other people in the room that will have that information, what's to keep them from discussing it with him, including the president?
Well, you're not, I mean, you're prohibited under law from disclosing this information. Now, the president has a special power, which I alluded to before, which is that, let's say there is a document, and let's say it's been marked top secret, SCI, which is sensitive compartmentalized information, or top secret, which is the level right below. He can selectively declassify that document just so Jared Kushner can view it. However, when he does that, Jared Kushner can then be free to share that with other people. That is why we asked in this letter today for the president not to selectively declassify documents to any of the people whose security clearance was downgraded.
Is it possible that he could do the job without this top clearance? I mean, you and I don't know, do you get to see top secret stuff? Do you get to see secret stuff?
Yes. I'm on the House Oversight Committee, and so we are routinely asked to view these types of documents, but it's a big process, John. I mean, we go into this kind of basement room in the Capitol, and we leave our cell phones outside, and we go in and review any and all documents that we have to, and then we have to leave everything back behind, and we are not allowed to take any notes. So there's a real protocol with regard to this stuff. That's why it's really important that, you know, people whose security clearance was downgraded don't have access to it. Certainly, you know, Jared Kushner.
But it surprised me to see how boring some of that stuff is, or not salacious it is. I mean, I know you can't tell me anything specific, Congressman, but describe for me generally what you see in that situation.
As a category of information that would fall within top secret, the top secret category, it'd be the name of potential assets to the intelligence community, or sources for the intelligence community in foreign countries. You can easily see a situation that if any of those documents got in the hands of our adversaries, who knows what would happen to those individuals that are identified either as sources or are our own agents.
Rajneesh Krishnamurthy, the Illinois congressman's on a phone line. General Kelly says that even with the downgraded security clearance, Jared Kushner can still do the job, that is, negotiate peace in the Middle East, deal with our Asian partners, etc. I don't know if you have an opinion about that. You know, your concern is that he not see documents he should not see. If the administration adheres to that, do you care if he's still doing his job, if General Kelly thinks he can do it well?
It all depends on how his job is defined, John. I honestly don't know what he does in the White House. I don't understand what exactly is his portfolio. But if any of those duties requires reviewing classified information, especially if it relates to foreign policy, I'm not sure how you execute those duties if you can't have access to that information. I think that you're basically blind, and you can't really advise the president. You can't discuss any of these matters with him or his top aides.
You've asked General Kelly for the full list of people whose status has been downgraded. You have not heard from him. Do you expect that you will? What will you do if you don't?
We sent that today, so we hope that he will respond to our letter. I should also tell you one other thing. This is not merely a Republican-Democrat thing. Republican Chairman Trey Gowdy of my Oversight Committee actually requested considerable information about the security clearance process from General Kelly. I believe he did that last week, and the deadline is today to respond. As you know, Trey Gowdy, is no Democrat. He's the Republican chair of this Oversight Committee. And so I think there are just a lot of questions right now. As you know, this originated from the Rob Porter issues related to domestic violence or abuse with regard to his ex-wives. And now it's kind of morphed into something that's bigger and more important.
These things always work that way, don't they? I mean, there'll be an investigation into one thing, and suddenly we go, wait a minute, well, who else has clearance, and why, and what do we do about that?
Especially with the reporting about foreign governments targeting Jared Kushner, I think that just raises all kinds of alarm bells around here, because apparently, and again, this is reported in the Washington Post, H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, learned about these particular meetings with foreign entities from our independent intelligence gathering that's going on. In other words, it's not like Mr. Kushner walked into H.R. McMaster's office and said, hey, just FYI, I met with these different folks in Russia. I just want to keep you in the loop. Mr. McMaster learned about this through our intelligence community, which is just an odd way of learning about one of your colleagues down the hall meeting with a foreign government.
Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, a member of the House Oversight Committee and one of the central players now in this back and forth with General Kelly. We will be in touch, Raj. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
He spoke to us just before we went on the air today. Couldn't join us live, but that information is only an hour or two old, so I think it's still pretty relevant. And he's always a good guest. We appreciate him joining us.